Hello and welcome to Cork in Ireland. I'm Paul O'Mahony and I have recently self-published a book called Irish Epic Poem in 33 Cantos, and I want to tell you about it. And what I'm going to do is to read you the background story at the beginning of the book, which is a sort of introduction stroke preface. So here it is. This is the background story. What this is an epic. The theme is the search for one honest person in Ireland in November 2009. 50,000 words was the challenge. NaNoWriMo, that's the name of a worldwide movement which encouraged people to write without stopping in November 2009. A website and discussion groups sustained the writers. Most people wrote a novel. Mayu Radersma, I can barely pronounce her name properly, I'm sure I haven't got it right, introduced me to it, and I can't thank her enough. I was so pleased when my good friend Patrick Stack of the Three-Legged Stool Poets in County Clare, Ireland, joined in the effort to write 50,000 words. I was also fortunate enough to get a buddy, guy called Aaron Howard from New York City. We all actually encouraged each other. I failed to write the 50,000 words. That was my only failure. Otherwise, writing the epic poem was a complete success. It gave me a platform on which to express myself during a period of great national turmoil in Ireland. That certainly isn't an exaggeration. There was huge national turmoil in Ireland in November 2009. I decided to publish the poem on my blog. My blog is called From Bath to Cork with Baby Grace. I also owe it all, everything, to my printer. There's a small printer out in Bandon called BandonOfficeSupplies.com. They printed the book. The poem took me 72 blog posts. The typing journey, that is the journey to get it from my moleskin notebook up onto the blog, was rich. I'm glad I didn't give that job to anybody else to do. While I was typing, I re-experienced the language, the words I'd written, in a different way. While typing, I confronted many issues of form, display and punctuation en route. Typing the poem for the blog challenged my spelling. I used Google all the way to check the spelling of words and names of people and places. But every mistake in the book is entirely my responsibility. I owe so much to Walt Whitman. That's the wonderful American 19th century poet who I love to bits. He, Walt Whitman, self-published. He even wrote and published reviews of Leaves of Grass. That's his own mammoth collection. He actually wrote it, and then he actually wrote the reviews of it under a pseudonym. If Walt Whitman can do that, I can certainly self-publish a small edition and share it at Listowel Writers Week Festival, Kerry, in June 2010. Now, in fact, the book was launched there, and that's another story which I've done a boo about before. Why was the poem written? The poem is personal. My autobiography is there, albeit sublimated. The poem is political. It's littered with invective. It caused me to gather together many of the key influences in my life. The writing was furious and sustained. It was also great fun. I'm glad it has an ending, some sort of conclusion. It is not unfinished work. When Epic Poem was written, when was it written? Well, it was written in November 2009. I began it on the 1st of November. I began it in a new moleskin notebook. In the front page of the notebook, I wrote these words, started Abercrombie & Fitch, London, UK, on the 31st of October 2009. A book for one purpose, to write 50,000 word poem in November 2009, 30 days. Was begun in London, finished in Cork, also written